All right, so this is awesome. Welcome, everyone, to the first One and Done podcast. So my name is Reagan Love Campbell. I write what I think is a hilarious blog called One and Done and Other Stuff I'm Learning as a Working Mommy. And I had this crazy idea that I would complement this blog with the occasional podcast. So that I could bring on cool, awesome guests like I have today and talk about crazy mom stuff, work stuff, life stuff, woman stuff, basically. So that's where we're at. So I want to introduce my very first guest. What up?
Hey! Her name
is Meg Ballard.
Hi! I'm Meg. I'm super excited to be here. First One and Done podcast.
Woo! So Meg is my super down, amazing mommy friend. She has daughter Olivia.
Yeah.
My son, his name is Dallas. They are somewhat close in age. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna talk about some stuff today. All right. So today we are gonna talk about the second baby.
Or lack thereof.
Correct. The fact that we don't have one. And what does that mean? Like, and I think Meg and I both come at it from, like, different perspectives, you know? I'm one and done, so I'm done. I'm not doing it. And
as we've entered into the amazing threes, I'm more one and done. But then some days when she's super cute, I'm like, maybe.
Yeah, right? That's hard. Because yeah. I think, like, knowing that I've been done, like, I mean, Jason, like, ran out and got a vasectomy, like, as soon as Dallas popped out, basically. So, like, you know, it's been decided, and it's fine, like, it's totally fine, like, not to make it sound like that, but at the same time, you know, I think all of us have that, like, oh, man, should I do it, should I not, that back and forth, because, right, they're cute sometimes, and you're like, man, I could see another one of those being really awesome.
But not when she's having a tantrum.
No.
I'm like, good Lord, doubled? No.
No. They're a lot of work, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I was reading this article called What's the Big Effing Deal About Having a Second Baby? And it's by this woman named Tracy Moore. I mean, I don't know if that, like, pays the bills or whatever, but I feel like I should, like, shout out to the author here, even though it is just, like, free on the internet. And I don't know, it's sort of speaking to me about this whole idea of, like, do you have another kid? And, like, what's the big deal? And what are all of the considerations to make about doing it? So she talks about first that, like, before I was pregnant, I wasn't the least bit swayed by anyone else's venture into procreation. So I think, like, this for me was, like, yeah, because, like, I was always that person that, like, I didn't grow up with, like, little brothers and sisters to, like, take care of. I mean, I had some. They're, like, my half-brothers. But it was different, you know? I didn't live with them and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, Meg, I know you're only child.
I'm an only child, so it was just me. My parents were one and done. Well, I have a half-brother, in case he ever listens. Got it. Can't forget him.
I was totally thinking that when I mentioned mine. I was like, wait, they might listen to this.
But 10 years older than me, like, never lived with me, so really just me. So I was never surrounded by that sibling, whatever.
Right.
By a sibling, or even know what that sibling relationship is like.
Now, did you, like, babysit? Because I didn't do that either.
I did, but it was always, like, I think the one family that I babysat was, like, from the time I was, like, 12 until the time I was 18, and it was very regular, so I felt like a little mini mommy, but that was just one.
Yeah.
You know, for the entire time, so.
So having Olivia probably feels kind of like that, like.
Yes, and then I dated a guy who had a kid, and she was, like, 2 and then 6 when we broke up, and.
Oh my gosh.
So, that's I don't know what to do once they get older, but this is, like, the third go-around for that, like, toddler to middle-aged kid.
Dude, you're way more experienced than me.
No.
As is shown in your parenting skills. So this is a good thing.
Take another marshmallow! Stop crying!
Yes.
Expert parenting.
Eat a cookie and shut up. Yes, exactly.
More iPad.
Oh my gosh, all day long. That's all he wants to do. But he's really good at it, so it's fine. So yeah, like I always felt like this thing of like not having little people around, small people, as I like to call Dallas, my small person, as I like not having those around and then not having like babysat a ton. Like I think I babysat one like 8 month old for, like two times. And then I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like I don't want to do that shit. So like, I feel like that always made me like not a kid person. Like I'm doing air quotes right now. Like, and, like you can't see me, not a kid person because like I just never, and I never felt like, I mean, whatever, I was like 33 when I had Dallas, right? I'm 36. So like, it's just not, it wasn't a thing. So yeah, I looked at other people's kids growing up and like, as I was like in my 20s and I was like, that's cool for you. Like, I don't even want to do that. Like I dated this guy and he had like, you know, a sister who already had a kid and stuff, and she was like younger than me, and I was like, wow, that's not anything I want to be doing right now. I mean, cool for her choices. Like, I think she has a lot of kids now, and it's beautiful. Like it seems like great, you know, but it's just not for me, you know.
And I think that's, yeah, it's so individualized. Like, growing up and always, you know, babysitting or then having that experience in my late teens, early 20s, like, I was always like, yeah, I love kids. I want to be a mom someday. And then it's like, well, maybe not right now because I love being in my 20s, but I think I'll have a ton. At one point when I was growing up, I was like, I want like 10 kids. And then I got a little older. I want 5. Then it's like, I get married. I'm like, 3. We're going to have 3 for sure. And then I have Liv and it's like,
Yeah. Can I just have a half a kid?
Let's revisit this. What do we really want?
So funny. I think it's hard too because like where we are right now, like, you know, we're in this like mommy group at work. So like the second part of this article kind of, it like harkens to this idea that like everywhere I look, I happen upon stories of second babiness. There's a lot of people that we know that are having like their second kid, like even like my sister-in-law, like our friends at work that are in our sort of like mommy circle. Like, and that's like, I mean, it's like, it's something that makes you think about it more often because you have so much exposure to it.
Yes.
I don't know how you feel about, like, does it make you want to do it more or does it make you want to do it less? Like, what do you think?
I think that it scares me, to be honest. It's, you know, and not so much being around them or seeing them or thinking about them, but, yeah, when I see the little bundles of joy, they're beautiful and, like, these babies are amazing and the siblings are so great with them and so caring, but I can't imagine doing that again. Like, I don't remember Liv when she was, like, totally helpless and not talking and with no teeth. And see that, I'd be like, and, like, you know, just crying and not being able to communicate.
It's like
and
toothless potato.
Like, just crying.
That's what they're like toothless potatoes. I mean, not that potatoes have teeth, so, like, where does that come from?
They have eyes.
It's not, like, ironic. Like, what?
They have eyes and no hair. It's totally the same thing.
Not. Like Gus.
Yeah. Oh, God. No. So, yeah, there's a whole pregnancy thing, which, yeah. Speaking of Gus. For those of you listening, Gus was a tumor that I had to have. We're probably going to need to cut this part out because it's so gross.
I say we leave it. Leave it in.
I had to have surgery at 4 months pregnant because they found this like massive growth that I've had my whole life that we never knew about. And we nicknamed it Gus. So
because it had hair and teeth.
It was a dermoid. Oh, my God. This is so gross.
Okay. I'm sorry. We can edit it if you want.
Experiences with pregnancy, episode 2.
Exactly. We'll get there later. That's on another, that's a different ep. So anyway, lots of second babies. They're beautiful. I don't know. Like, I go over to my sister-in-law's house. Like, I was just over there the other day, and I totally get my fix, you know? Like, oh my gosh, her baby's so cute. She's so yummy. She's so, like, roly-poly delicious. Mm-hmm. You know, hold her and stuff. And, like, yeah, that's good. And then when it's time to, like, when she's cranky and it's nap time and da-da-da, like, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I can, like, give her to somebody else. Like, it's not my responsibility. Yeah. So I think... like, I feel really good about my decision to be, like, done, and I don't know about you.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I'm still figuring it out. Like, when Liv turned 2, or I always said, well, we'll talk about it when she turns 2, because that's, like, a good break between babies. And then she turned 2, and I was like, oh, my God, we are not ready. We'll talk about it when she turns 3. She turns 3, and it's like, still, I'm in that same boat. Our lives are chaotic, being a working parent.
Just you know, both, bring that up. Yep.
Both, you know, my husband and I work, and, you know, most nights I don't get home until after six. You know, we're leaving the house, you know, later, but we're getting home later. Josh has golf. I, you know, have the fitness thing that I'm into, and so our schedules are pretty crazy. Liv has her own activities. You know, she's into dance, and she likes gymnastics and swimming and all this other crazy stuff. So, like, how do you balance another baby in the mix with that? And I don't know if I want to. I love, like, what we're able to do, and we're still... I'm totally selfish. I will be the first to admit that. And I don't know if I'm willing to give up some of the things that I would have to give up in order to have another baby. And that's probably a terrible thing to say, but
it's not.
I'm selfish and I'm aware of it. So I would rather, listen to my own needs and be resentful. Not that I would be, but I don't know.
It's I think the argument could be made. I think you're saying this, like, better to be selfish and self-aware of it than to be selfish and then have, like, oops your way into baby two or purposefully done had baby two and then be like resentful like you said or whatever, like, totally.
So there's this other piece of it where we have two dogs.
the freaking dogs. I hate sneakers. Bailey's cool.
So we're kind of in that same boat, right? So Josh and I are just newly married, and we're like, let's get a dog. We're so excited. We get Bailey, and he is the most rad dog ever. I love him. And I'm like, Bailey needs a friend. Let's get another dog. So we buy a house. I, like, fast track, and Josh is like, we need a house first. I'm like, well, let's get a freaking house. And 3 months later, we have a house. First weekend, I'm like, build a fence. We need to get another dog. Josh builds a fence. We get another dog. Girlfriend is cray cray. Like, sneakers is so sweet, but she is nuts. And
she cray cray.
It's like, she's cray cray. My mom calls her an incest dog. There's air quotes there as well. Now I'm doing my air quotes. Incest dog. So love, love, love Speaksy. But Bailey's my boy.
Yeah.
And not that that would happen with kids because it's so different, but.
That's totally in this article.
You don't know. Like, I love Olivia. She is perfect. It does drive me crazy, but I love every little thing about her. And she's amazing to me. And she, like, wows me every day. And we, like, just have this great relationship. And what if I don't have that great relationship with number two? What if number two's a dick? Like, you don't know. These kids have their own personalities. And, like, I just look at our dogs and, like, I thought I would always love every animal. But, like, I love Bailey. Sneaksy, you're okay. Like, you're cool. I don't want to see anything happen to you.
Sneaksy, I'll feed you.
Sneaksy, I'll feed you. I run Bailey every morning. And, like, I have to walk past her crate as I'm getting my running clothes together to be like, I'm taking the other dog. Like, you're cool in your crate. It's terrible.
No,
but, like,
it's true.
What if that happens? You have no idea.
It's true. That's totally in this article that, like, what happens if your first child, who everybody believes is perfect and is perfect, right?
Yeah.
Like, by the way, yesterday Olivia and I had a little conversation. She was very upset that she had left her flower barrette at home or some sort of barrette at home, her clippy.
Yes.
I was like, you know what? It's okay. You're doing okay. We're almost done today. And you are going to get that clip when you get home and you will remember it tomorrow. You will have it.
She just needs to look on point all day, every day.
She looked sad as hell. Like, I was like,
is
she going to need a hug from me? I don't know. And I'm not supposed to do that, I think, at daycare. So
you can do that. I photograph your child all the time when the teachers aren't looking. I'm like, oh, Miss Tiffany's not looking. Click. Send.
Dude, otherwise, how would I know that, like, they all four held Dallas's hand when he was scared? Like, that's beautiful. Anyway, so it's fine.
You should see the tantrum, speaking of the clippy, when her pants aren't tight enough. Mommy, these pants aren't tight enough!
And then she's, like, on the floor.
And she's on the floor.
Like, crying.
Yeah.
Dallas is down for that right now, with the lip out.
No.
It's great. Anyway.
So have you ever, like, questioned, like, should I have a second one, or is this one and done thing, like, I'm so solidified in this decision that there's no looking back? Like, do you ever waver?
I don't think so. No. Like, it's so, like, the percentages of time or, like, the amount of times that I'm like, oh, man. Like, I never think to myself, yep, gotta have it. Like, gotta have another one, or damn, I really should have, like, negotiated this better with Jason. Like,
Can you undo that?
Yeah. Because he could, right? Like, yeah. He totally could. And I've never even considered. I mean, I shouldn't say I've never thought about it, but it's never been, like, a serious mm-hmm. thing, like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to him about this. Like, never, you know? Like, I just don't. I'm so fine with, you know, and I think, like, so there's this thought, too, in her article, like, we just gotten our lives back.
Yes.
So, like, do you know, yes. And I mean, I think that sort of translates to so many things, like, getting your body back, getting, yep. like, a handle just on situation, getting your work life back, you know what yes. I mean? Because even, like, when they're so little, and even if they're in daycare, and you come back to work, you're adjusting for so long,
oh,
I feel like.
Mess.
Yeah, totally. Like, you're just like, like, it was hard to travel, it was hard to, like,
yep.
be at work late, it was hard, like, to do all these things,
yeah.
and just feel like you could juggle everything, but you get to this really good routine
mm-hmm.
by the time they're, like, 2, 3, that you're, like, sweet. Like,
I got this,
I'm good, like, it's easier to leave them with people because there aren't so many fucking instructions.
Right.
Like, so, like, okay, like, I need him to have 5 bottles at this time, and then he needs to poop this many times. Like, it's not,
and you take
like,
a picture every 30 seconds and send me an update.
Exactly. Like, it's not like that, you know? So you're just like, all right, cool. Like, I'm in this groove. Oh, man, I can't imagine getting
yeah.
out of this groove.
Yeah.
For another sweet, fantastic little baby.
Potentially.
Who might be a dick.
Who might be a dick. Because
yeah.
we're amazing and we couldn't produce.
We would not produce horrible children.
Right.
Ever.
So let me ask, before you got pregnant, before you had Dallas, did you have that, like, yearning and longing and desire, like that ache in your heart to be a mom?
Yes, I did.
So that's where I'm at too, because I
yeah.
had that and I haven't, I feel like I would have that again
yeah.
for a second one and I don't have that. I'm like, I feel fulfilled. I feel
yeah.
so fulfilled in my life.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at this place where everything's in good balance,
yeah,
pretty much, and like, that's enough right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just don't see myself like, oh, I don't know. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever felt like I would have lots of kids anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that helps too. Like, I think I've always kind of pictured myself with one, and maybe because my mom only had one, and like,
yeah.
I just see so much of me as her or whatever, you know, that like. You know, I mean, we're super different. My mom likes, anyway, but it's a whole other podcast. But no, I mean, she's fantastic. And like it just worked so well, me and
yeah.
her. And like, there was lots of other people that we contended mm-hmm. with in that whole long thing of 18 years of me and my mom. But like, you know, that helped, I'm sure, for her to raise me and all that good stuff. But like, I don't know. This one thing is good.
Mm-hmm.
One child. I don't know, too. She used to talk, too, about just having one and how she felt it was really good. And I don't know if maybe that just, like,
yeah.
sunk into my head. Like, and, you know, when you don't grow up. But I do feel sad sometimes that I don't have my own, like, brothers and sisters that are, like, around my age that are, like,
agreed.
From both of my parents. Like, because
yeah.
I'm my mom's only one, but I'm not my dad's only one. So I have, like I said, half brothers, but it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like an aunt. I'm so much fucking older than them. Like, they're, like, 17 and 21 years younger than me. Like, it's like, oh, my God.
That's a
you
lot.
Know? It's like, yeah, we don't relate on any similar
yeah.
level, you know.
Yeah. And it's not like you grew up together to even try to mimic a biological sibling relationship.
Yeah. And I moved away when they were young. And so,
yeah.
like, yeah, and I haven't been back. So, anyway.
And I loved being an only child. Like, growing up an only child was rad.
Let's talk about that for a minute, dude. It was freaking rad.
Totally.
It was like, everybody focused on yo ass. which sometimes was not good, right? But,
yeah.
like, sometimes was, like, most of the time was totally fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it wasn't like that all the time. Because I had a stepbrother and two stepsisters that, like, were around.
Yeah.
But it was, like, periphery, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was the main child in the house.
Yeah.
At least in my house. So.
Or at least you thought you were.
I took residence. Yeah, exactly. So, it was, like, pretty fine. But, like, I loved being an only
yeah.
child, too. Like, it was awesome.
I did, too.
And I was not, like, a spoiled friggin' brat.
Yeah.
Because my mom would seriously, like, kick me down a flight of stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, slap you in front of your friends. Like,
yeah.
hardcore. Like, that was Janet. Was like, listen, I freaking do this so that you can have shit. Like, I will kill you.
My dad.
And I believed her, like, wholeheartedly.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubting Janet. Bob and Peg, same thing. Like, they meant what they said. Bob put me in the corner of a restaurant when I was 12.
12?
You were going to stand in the corner. I was with my best friend, and I was...
That is so embarrassing.
She's just sitting with my parents, like, can I go stand with Meg?
No! I wish you guys could see the face of the best friend imitated by Meg. It's amazing.
Just imagine what you would be if you were the best friend of... the person who's standing in the corner of a restaurant.
You always felt hella bad when your friends were, like, getting, like, just taken to task by their parents in front of you. It was pretty amazing, but so, like, you're embarrassed for them, and then you're just, like, way, like, wicked awkward. You're just like, wow, this is awkward. So funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, I feel like, you know, oh, sorry, another thing that was really funny about this article is that this woman, too, talks about, like, being old. And, like, I mean, I don't think in today's day and age, I mean, whatever, Halle Berry can have a baby at, like, 47. Like, I can have one at 38 or whatever, like, if
totally.
I decided to. But, like, she's like, my eggs are only from the 1970s. So, like, I don't know what that means. But I thought it was funny and I highlighted it when I was reading this.
But if you ever do change your mind, I mean, there's so many options for having another one. There's adoption. Like, I would totally adopt a child if I got to be of the age where there's a strong chance that I couldn't produce a healthy baby.
Yeah.
I would totally be open to that. I would, you know, there's so many possibilities that I don't feel that age can be a good,
it's not a good argument to not do it. Yeah. I've always said, like, if somebody could, like, shove a baby at me that was, like, mine and Jason's baby, like, you know what I mean? Like, like, shove a baby at me, like, this is your baby. Like, I didn't have to, like, get
some
pregnant.
Crazy homeless lady goes on and says, it's your baby!
But it, like, really was.
Like, raise it as your own, Reagan. So if I ever have an oops, and I don't want a second one, I'm like, Reagan, this is your baby.
Yes, just tell me it's mine.
Why are your baby so white?
So if you don't know, those of you who don't know Meg and I, I'm black, she's white. So that would be complicated if Meg threw a baby at me and was like, raise this as your own. So it would really have to be like a homeless or nameless person. And the baby would need to look a little bit tan. So if that happened, I might be open to that and be like, all right, like, we will welcome you into our family. You are a Campbell. Like, this is beautiful. I don't know. But I've always said that. Like, if somebody gave me my baby and I didn't have to do all the things that, like, include, like, gestating the baby. Yeah.
But you didn't like being pregnant.
I didn't.
I loved being pregnant.
See, yeah.
I loved it.
I only loved it in the middle. And at the beginning it was terrible, and at the end it was terrible, and in the middle it was fine. Like, in the mid, like, 4, 5, 6
the
months.
The honeymoon.
Ooh, yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm sweet. I'm not all gross.
I was totally gross. I was so...
You were not gross.
I was huge.
You were not. Well, okay.
My
legs... Everybody was huge at the end. Everybody's huge at the end. My face was like a blimp. Like, my whole face was like... my face was 3 times as big as it is right now when I was pregnant. When I was like 9 months and I was like, oh my God. Like, in my shower.
Yeah.
With my feather earrings. It was awful. I don't know what I was doing with that outfit.
Pregnancy made me wear feather earrings. It was terrible.
And drinking like 12 cans of root beer a week.
Right. Totally healthy. It's fine.
So healthy.
Dr. Spock says.
I can't even look at Ramir anymore. It's so gross.
Anytime I felt bad, I was like, I'll just have more pudding.
We were pretty amazing. Those were good times.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I think to close this out.
Yes.
I'm done.
I still don't know.
You still don't know.
I still don't know.
I like
this. We go back and forth. All the time.
All the time.
And by we go back and forth, it means I think about it, but we don't have the conversation.
And we never have the conversation at my house because it's done.
It's done.
But yeah.
Snoop snap.
I think it's a good conversation to have. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully this has inspired for anyone listening for you to have your own conversations about it, whether that's at home with your significant other or internally with yourself, or for you to just say, hey, I'm done, you know, and that's cool. And for those of you that have many kids or, you know, 2 kids, 3 kids, 4 kids,
I would love to know if anybody... like, went through this process before having a second one.
Totally.
Are there any regrets? Are you, like, so like, or are you just stunned? Like, I could never imagine having those regrets now that I have one, or I can't believe I was thinking that way, and it's just amazing. Or, yeah, what was leading up to the decision to have two or three or four?
Totally. Because I felt shocked by what was involved with having one.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a huge factor in you know, to, mm-hmm. to not have to, the second one. Mm-hmm. It's just like, wow. And I know it would be different,
yeah.
but, yeah, it would be good to hear from... Mm-hmm. from people who
can they
went
like
through
type
the process.
Responses to the podcast back? Like, how does
so,
it work?
Since this is the first one, I don't really know how it works.
I don't know anything about that.
So I'm guessing that this will go somehow get posted to my blog, which is oneanddonereagan.blogspot.com. You can also reach me via email at reaganlovecampbell@gmail.com. Reagan spelled R-E-G-A-N, if you didn't know, just in case. Sometimes people spell it like Ronald Reagan, and that's terrible. I mean, it's fine, but it's not. It's just not correct. my Facebook is oneanddonereagan at facebook.com. Or no, it's facebook.com/oneanddonereagan. You can find me on Instagram at oneanddonereagan. You can find me on Twitter at oneanddonereagan. It's all lined up. It is all branded, one and done.
And right. You probably find me because I'll like a post. I'll comment on it.
You'll find Meg through me.
But you don't need to find me for anything. Unless it's to tell me that I am absolutely crazy and out of my mind. Then feel free.
Feel free.
Send hate mail to them.
That's awesome. All right, people. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks
Meg,
for having me.
You're the best guest ever. Because you're the first.
But
who else would I have be my first guest other than you? So this is awesome. Thank you so much for doing
Thank
this with
you.
Me. And I hope
Anytime.
Everybody enjoys this. And I'm excited to do more of these with Meg or with other people. So, yeah, comment if you can. You know, once I get this up, comment. Let me know what you think. Find me on all my various social network outlets. And see you soon.